The Witch's Vacuum Cleaner. Mr. Ronald, Uncle Ron, Swimble, liked birthdays because they meant parties. And since he was a part-time conjurer, that meant engagements. He could make eggs appear out of nowhere, pull flags of all nations out of people's ears, do 50 different card tricks, and was generally very good at the sort of magic that's learned by hard practice in front of a mirror. And even harder practice in front of people, for not many mirrors shout things like rubbish. And if your mirror does, you probably don't need to worry about whether or not you can learn to do magic tricks. Knowing how to run away very fast would be a more useful skill. He was president of the Blackberry Magic Rectangle, too. Uncle Ron had a parrot called Mims, who could pick cards out of a hat and liked to shout. And a daughter called Lucy, who generally stood on the stage saying very little, but who took his cloak and handed him Mims in a cage and so on. All three were very happy, until the night of Jimmy Waddle's 10th birthday party at the town hall. Uncle Ron walked onto the stage, and all the children bellowed, "Hello, Uncle Ron!" And then his hat fell off, and three rabbits tumbled out. He bent down to pick them up, and a flock of pigeons burst out of his jacket. A daffodil shot out of his ear, and his bow tie began to revolve at high speed. It was all very entertaining, and young Jimmy Waddle was wide-eyed with amazement. But the most surprised person in the hall was Uncle Ron. They weren't his tricks. And anyway, he was allergic to rabbits. He tried to carry on, but his act went all to pot. He did plenty of tricks, like turning a top hat into a vase of flowers and making a table disappear. But he didn't mean to. Every time he moved his hands, something appeared or vanished. He was almost in tears by the time he reached for his pack of cards, and when that turned into a glass of wine, he ran off the stage. "That's a new lot," began Lucy. "They're not mine. I don't know what's happening. I haven't even got any pigeons." "Cake!" screamed Mims. The audience was still clapping, and Ronald had to go and take two bows before he could say any more. Everyone was shaking his hand and asking him how he did it. Finally, he reached his dressing room and locked the door. "I don't know how it happened," he said, "but it was as if all I had to do was point my finger at something, like that cupboard there, and say, 'Turn into a hat stand,' and..." It turned into a hat stand.
"Jam!"
screamed Mims. Ronald pointed his finger at his hat.
"Vanish!"
he said hoarsely. It did. They went home by taxi. Every now and again, Ron would point his finger at things on the pavement just to see if the magic was still there. And three lampposts were turned into a stork, a small yellow elephant on wheels, and a baby's buggy. The trouble came when he paid the taxi driver, because although Uncle Ron could turn things into other things, he didn't have much control over what might change or what something would turn into. So when he took his wallet out of his pocket, it suddenly became a cheese sandwich. Lucy had to pay the fare out of her lunch money, and the taxi driver drove off hurriedly. "The front door key is in my waistcoat pocket," said Ron through clenched teeth. "I don't think I can touch things anymore. You'd better unlock the door in case I turn it into something unmentionable."
"Gloves," said Lucy. "That's it. Put a pair on, and then you'll be able to touch things again."
"I haven't got any," Ron said miserably. "And if I had, they'd turn into something as soon as I touched them." Lucy fetched a pair of her red woolly ones with daft rabbits embroidered in odd colours on the back. Sure enough, as soon as Ron touched them, they changed into socks. That gave her an idea. She went and got a pair of her father's socks, and sure enough again, these changed into red woolly gloves as soon as he put them on his hands. Ron slumped down onto a chair and picked up the phone. He asked some of his fellow conjurers from Blackberry Magic Rectangle to come round at once, and soon the little house was filled with people.